Welcome to the Steve Stein Guitar Podcast, where we bring you the latest insights, tips, and techniques to help you master the art of guitar playing. I'm your host, Steve Stein, and I'm committed to sharing my passion for the guitar while inspiring you and guiding you through your musical journey. Now, remember that you can enjoy this podcast from anywhere and anytime, whether you're cruising down the highway, preparing dinner in the kitchen, or even working out at the gym. By incorporating the podcast into your daily routine, you'll be able to stay inspired and motivated in your guitar journey, no matter where life takes you. Now, let's dive into today's podcast. Hey, Steve here. Thank you so much for joining me. I thought what I would talk about this morning, since it is morning for me, is what I refer to as pre-practice and how important that becomes. The older you get, or maybe you run into some health issues, things like that. You know, I remember there was a time when I could, grab a guitar in the morning and play pretty much as well as I could after a few hours of practice. And it just isn't that way anymore for me. So there was a time when I started panicking because, I'd start practicing for the day and it just seemed like my hands were not optimal. And then you start worrying, could I still play like I used to? Are things different? And what I figured out is that while I can't say that I can play exactly like I used to, 20, 30 years ago, I can get fairly close. And what helps the most is doing what I refer to as pre-practice, which is really just trying to get your mind and your hands to get warmed up. Maybe you have arthritis, like I have arthritis. And so, it takes a little while for the fingers to kind of get going, or, maybe you went out for supper and had a, really high sodium, medium or a meal, and, your hands are feeling really, really thick and gummy, that sort of thing. Or like humidity, like where I live, we get a lot of humidity in the summertime. And so, your fingers get swelled up, that sort of thing. And some of it you can do the best you can, but some of it you just have to deal with. But I will say that doing just a proper kind of warm-up or a pre-practice, if you will, is really important. So my point is a lot of times when I wake up in the morning, my hands don't feel like they're supposed to. And so what I like to do is, instead of panicking, I just start doing some real simple things on the guitar to get the blood flowing, to get, synchronization going, that sort of thing. And everybody's different. And so what I do is not going to be the same thing that, you're necessarily going to do. More importantly, what I want you to think about is just don't panic. Start learning to develop something where you're just using a little bit of time. Maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's 20 minutes, whatever it is. Maybe it's 30 minutes to just get yourself going. And then you can find your zone and then you can do your normal thing. And yes, it takes a little bit longer, but sometimes we have to do that. So what I like to do is I'll sit around, maybe I'm just watching TV or now I'm at the studio with you. And I'll just start doing some hammer-on pull-off things. And again, nothing where I'm timing it, nothing with a metronome, anything like that. I just start doing some simple hammer-on pull-off things because this is the most important part for me, is that my fingers tend to get real gummy in the morning and they don't really want to move like they're supposed to. And so I'll just do real basic, hammer-on pull-off or legato techniques, trills, if you will, where I'll just pick somewhere on the guitar. It doesn't matter where it is, but I'll pick somewhere and then I'll just start doing some hammer-ons pull-offs, over and over and over. And then I'll move to another finger combination and then I'll move to another finger combination. And I'll just kind of do that, again, just getting ready. And then what I'll do is, and this is kind of the most important part for me is once I've done this for a little while, and a little while might be, 5 minutes or something like that, I start implementing other groupings. So this is where it becomes very important, is like doing 2-3 and 2-4 and certainly 3-4, that sort of thing. And then what I'll do, and again, I'm not doing anything timed here. You might have seen me talk about this sort of technique when we talk about like the 2-minute or 30-second exercise, that sort of thing. That's fine. I'm not putting myself through that regimen right now. All I'm trying to do is get my fingers to move so I can start doing my practice. So the next thing I'll do is I'll just start doing combinations where I'll do like 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, again, just random things where I'm just moving the fingers back and forth. So I might go first finger to second finger, and then first finger to third finger, and then first finger to fourth finger like this. So I'm just going second, third, fourth, third, second, third, fourth, just pulling off hammer-ons to the first finger. And I'm at the seventh fret of the second string, but you could be anywhere. Again, it doesn't make any difference where you're at. So just doing these series of legato, trill style exercises with single fingers, you know, going from one to two and then one to three and then one to four, two to three, two to four, three to four, that sort of thing in whatever capacity you need to do that. And then I start just doing different kind of round robins, if you will, where I just go one, two, one, three, one, four, that sort of thing. And I might do, you know, one. You know, different finger combinations where I'm using the third and fourth fingers back and forth, try and get those kind of warmed up. And I'll just do those kind of things, you know, just as basic exercises to try and start getting my fretting hand warmed up a little bit, okay? Maybe I start doing some where I go around, like, again, I'm at the seventh fret of the second string, so now I'm going to go one, three, four, three. Okay, or I could go one, two, four. Which always sounds like Speed Racer to me, but, you know, just something like that. And it doesn't have to, you know, you might do one, two, three or whatever, but just trying to get yourself warmed up a little bit. So at this stage, I'm not panicking. I know that as I'm doing these, I'm not at my optimal level, okay? And it's just going to take a little time. And what I notice is usually 5-10 minutes into practicing this sort of thing, all of a sudden things start loosening up and kind of becoming normal again, if you want to call it that. But it does take a little bit of time. Once I've got that going, then I'll come over to my picking hand and I'll start doing just some basic, you know, alternate picking or down picking kinds of techniques, whatever it might be, just basic things like that. And then I'll start trying to kind of line the two of them up. So as I'm playing, you know, maybe I take a scale shape. Let's say I was going to do, again, I'll go to the seventh fret of the second string and I'll play 7, 8, 10. And then I'm going to play 7 on the first string. So my usual kind of 3 note per string patterns that I would normally practice, maybe I'll start kind of building. Into something like that, okay? Make that round robin as well, where I go. You know, something like that. Again, I'm not pushing into my normal practice routine. I'm just trying to get everybody warmed up. You know, some people like to do groups of four, where you just practice. That's a really good exercise too. And again, different mindset. I'm not trying to go as fast as I can. I'm just trying to get myself warmed up. And as I'm doing these, if I notice that maybe my wrist is a little bit sore or one of my finger combinations isn't really working, maybe I'll go back and I'll start trying to do some legato stuff with that finger combination, right? Or maybe this requires me to stop and do some stretching. I will remind you that at least in my world, there comes a time when drinking more water becomes more important, you know, eating more, you know, having something with potassium like bananas or something like that, and maybe watching a little bit more of the kinds of foods that you're eating. I'm not, you know, completely rigid on what it is that I'm eating. I like to eat different. I love pizza. You know, I love hamburgers. I love all kinds of different things. But I have to be a little bit more careful on how much of those things that I'm eating. From a health perspective, certainly, but that directly, you know, ties into my guitar playing and things like that. So it's just something to think about a little bit. So you've got legato things. You know, always think left hand right hand or fretting hand versus picking hand, depending on if you play left-handed or whatever. So fretting hand for me is always doing some basic legato things, you know, trying to get the fingers moving. I do a lot of where if I'm sitting around, and a lot of times when I'm sitting around, I won't even be plugged into an amplifier. I'll just be watching the news or something like that. And so, you know, I might do, I'll go to the seventh fret of the second string, and I'm going to play 7-9-10 and then 7-9-10 of the first string. So right there, all I'm doing is playing 7-9-10 and then the first string 7-9-10 and then just doing pull-offs all the way back down. But I'm doing that probably with my volume off, and I'm just going back and forth like this over and over and over using that 1-3-4 combination. The fret numbers make no difference. I could go anywhere I want. And then maybe I'll do 7-8-10 for a while. You know, just doing, again, a round robin, if you will, just up and down. These are just random things that I do to try and get my fretting hand to start loosening up and get prepared for a real practice regimen, right? Or maybe I've got songs I have to work on, some more complex things, something like that. So this is a perfect opportunity for me to do those kinds of things. Okay? And then once I get done with that, then I move over to my picking hand, do some basic down picking, alternate picking, whatever it might be. Maybe do some 1-2-3-4 stuff or run through some scales. Again, not in a, you know, complex set your metronome practice sort of thing. I'm just trying to get my hands to warm up. Now, you could certainly use some songs at this point, too. Maybe there's some songs out there that you like to warm up to that give you a little bit of a push, but they're not way too difficult for you to play. You know, maybe you're doing some finger picking stuff to try and get your hands warmed up. Or maybe you're doing some single note picking things or whatever it might be. That's a great thing to do, too. And the one thing I will say about everything that we're talking about here, too, is allow yourself some mistake, you know, space. It's okay right now, since we're doing a pre-practice, it's okay if the fingers aren't responding exactly the way that you want, and maybe everything isn't as perfect as you want it to be as you're practicing. Maybe you're just, again, you're using this as a warm-up to try and get your mind and your body and your, you know, obviously your hands and your fingers to start responding the way that they're supposed to. But we know going in this conversation that they're not quite where they need to be for the day. So we have to give ourselves, we have to forgive ourselves a little bit and give ourselves a bit of space for issues that we might be trying to work through for these first few minutes. So as you're working on these songs, don't, you know, get beat yourself up because it's not perfect like it was, you know, yesterday at 7 p.m. when you were really on it, right? It's 9 in the morning or 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning or whatever it might be. Or maybe it's right when you get home from work and, you know, your fingers are sore, your hands are sore from whatever it is that you do for a living, you know, your arms are sore or whatever. You got to give yourself a little time. As stupid as this sounds, the older I get, the more I like to take baths simply because it kind of rejuvenates myself. So it gets my I take really, really, really warm baths. So it gets my muscles loose a little bit and that sort of thing. You know, for me, I play kind of all day. You know, I make videos and practice things and play in bands and whatever it might be. And, you know, my body isn't quite what it used to be when I was in my 20s. But these things certainly help. So it's something to think about a little bit. Basic exercise is a great thing. Basic stretching, you know, doing, you know, basic fundamental stretches, things like that. Going out for walks. And again, I'm not telling you you have to completely change your lifestyle. I'm just telling you some things that you might want to think about a little bit if you find yourself physically or mentally struggling with certain elements of your practice and you're like, boy, I used to do this great and now it's not working. Well, you need to look at that and think, am I still practicing as much as I used to? Or do I need to also deal with the realization that maybe everything doesn't work exactly the way it used to 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever it might be? So anyway, most importantly, I want you to be positive. I want you to keep playing, but just find a way that works for you. All right. So if you have any questions, make sure you get a hold of us over here at Guitar Zoom. We would love to help you with anything. Have conversation about this. And if you're part of the Guitar Zoom community on Facebook, you know, there's always wonderful people in there that are willing to talk and discuss and help as best they can. So, and of course, if you're looking for any guitar materials, you can always head over to guitarzoom.com, join our all access membership or whatever it is you might be looking for. And most importantly, I want you to have a wonderful day. and stay positive and keep practicing, all right? If you like our podcast and want to hear more, remember to press the subscribe button on the app that you listen to. By doing this, you help us a lot, and you'll be the first to know when we have new episodes ready for you to listen to. Is this podcast fun and useful? Then please give it a thumbs up and write about how much you like it. Is this podcast not what you thought it would be? Please let us know. This helps us to make our podcast better and helps more people who love guitar find it as well. So don't forget to subscribe, like, and tell us what you think.